All right, welcome to week 6 here of Dragons Locker Room Chat with Valley Falls Girls head coach Steve Serrate. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Let's dive straight into week number 6 here. Head coach, you played a close one against Jefferson County North. Unfortunately, just not able to get the win, just losing by 3, 51-48, but you had some great stats on that game. Chloe Cox, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 5 steals. She went 3 of 5 from around the arc. Callie DeLong, 11 points on that game. Abby Wilson had her year high with 5 points, 7 rebounds, and then Brown had 11 boards for you. Myers had 9 boards. Gracie Connor, she even had 9 points. What can you tell me about your performance, even though it was a loss, but what can you tell me that your team was able to gain from it and move on with it?
Well, I think the main thing we got was that we got an opportunity to experience some things that we haven't been this year, you know, in a loss, a close game in a loss. And we even had a lead going into the fourth quarter, and we had played within ourselves and done things really well the entire game, and a couple things went against us, and all of a sudden we kind of lost our composure, and rather than slowing down, we kind of got panicked. And so it's like I told them, those are situations where you have to learn by going through those situations. And so we're gonna expand on that and work on it in practice, and hopefully be a little better prepared for those kind of situations. But I told them, you know, I always felt like, you know, I'd rather be in a situation where late in the game you've got a chance to win a game rather than some of the situations we've been in up to this point where, you know, we're down by 10 or 15 points. So it's nice to be in that situation, and I think it's going to make them a little hungrier going forward.
Well, this being a week to get hungry, you have no games this week. You don't play until the JC tournament next week. One thing to mention, though, from that game, Gracie Connor, she had a great night with 9 points, but unfortunately possibly out for the year now. How do you address getting somebody up, built up for that starting role, and to kind of go into that main rotation, building somebody up? Of course, you have this kind of this whole week to kind of prepare some of those younger players, those inexperienced players, to maybe take a step up into the direction here as the JCN tournament is right over the horizon next week.
Yeah, we really had a little experience with it the other day, because when Gracie went down, I also had we had 3 people foul out. So we had to work a lot of different combinations. And this week, that's what I'm doing, is kind of looking at the ones that I liked that we had, and some of them that create some challenges for us as far as height goes. But, you know, may give us something more as far as speed and aggressiveness. So that's kind of what we're looking at. You know, the adage is you can't replace somebody that's a key role, a key player on your team. And Gracie's been the captain all year, because of her presence on the court and everything. But the difference with somebody like Gracie is that she's still going to be there. She was in a brace and on crutches the other day, and I still had to keep a ball away from her, but she's going to be there with the team, and she's going to be helping them. I had her on one end of the court helping a team with defenses and setting them up. So she's still going to be a big presence with the team, and that's to her credit. She's just a great kid. But yeah, it'll be a change, and we were already trying to develop some people to get more shot opportunities and whatnot. So this is just and get them thinking more score or doing certain things, you know, to kind of pick up the slack from some of our other starters. So we're kind of already going in that direction, so hopefully we can just keep moving forward.
Well, Coach, you got a JCN tournament up here on the horizon. We'll talk next week when we get more information about the brackets, and of course you'll have some games by then as well. This has been week 6 here of the Valley Falls Locker Room Chat, brought to you by the Elevator and Heiner Repair. Coach Steve Serrate, thank you, as always.
Appreciate it.